Squiz Kids acknowledges the traditional owners of the lands on which we podcast, the Turrbal and Combermary people.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Hello and welcome to Squiz Kids Today, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Thursday, March 28. In Squiz Kids Today, chocolate shortage at Easter, social media ban for under 14s, Bluey's off to a wedding, and it's our 1,000th episode. That's what's making news, kids style.
The Lowdown.
Now, here's a story that will send shivers down the spine of every listener with an internet connection. With news out of the United States this week that laws are being considered to ban anyone under the age of 14 from accessing social media. Dup-dum-dum! I know, dramatic, huh? So, that's no TikTok or Insta or Facebook or Snapchat. Can you even imagine? According to the governor of Florida, who is pushing for the new law, many of these social media platforms can sometimes be harmful to young, developing brains like yours, incorporating algorithms and technology that aren't always in the best interests of kids. It's a perfect excuse for us to drag Squizzy the News Hound up to this end of the podcast. Hey Squizzy, how you doing? Now, as per usual, Squizzy says it's a good reminder that kids always have to stop, think, and check before believing everything they see, read, or hear on the internet, especially on social media, where things called misinformation and disinformation are unfortunately everywhere. Speaking of news that will send shivers down your spine this week, the price of chocolate has gone up in the lead up to Easter. Did you know that chocolate comes from the cacao tree, and therefore the world's chocolate supply is reliant on those cacao trees growing healthily and happily in different countries around the world, including in the West African countries of the Ivory Coast and Ghana? And because they've had a rough season for cacao tree growing, it means there are less cacao seeds to go around, meaning less chocolate to be made, meaning prices go up. It's economics and supply chains in it. But don't worry, I reckon the Easter Bunny stockpiles his chocolate eggs months and months in advance, and you'll still be able to stuff your faces come Sunday morning.
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a new story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in Canada, where another shortage of sweet stuff is sending shivers down the world's spine. What is it with all these shortages? This time it's maple syrup, which Canada produces for pretty much the whole world. Get this, there's a huge warehouse in Canada that has thousands of barrels of maple syrup stored in it, which is sent around the world to eventually show up on your supermarket shelf, and then eventually to show up all over your pancakes at breakfast. But right now, the number of barrels in that warehouse is at its lowest point in 8 years. Again, due in part to a lackluster harvest of maple syrup. Lackluster is a fancy word meaning not very good. Maple syrup? Chocolate? What's next? A shortage of lollies? I don't think I could cope.
Pop Culture Corner.
The countdown is officially on for this year's big Bluey event, as this week the trailer dropped for the upcoming extra-long special episode called The Sign. The 28-minute episode will feature a wedding and everyone's favourite family of blue heelers kicking up their heels as only they know how. In the trailer, Bluey even describes it as the best day of her life. I've stuck a link to it in today's episode notes. And while the extra long episode won't air until Sunday, April 14, you'll only have to wait until Sunday, April 7 for another new, regular-length episode to drop, called Ghost Basket, which will see Bluey and her sister Bingo revisiting their roles as much-loved grannies Janet and Rita. Brilliant. 4 years and 1,000 episodes ago, I sat down with a microphone and a laptop and produced the first ever episode of the podcast you are listening to today. I'm proud to say Squiz Kids is now listened to by over 160,000 kids and their families every day right around the country, including in some 5,000 classrooms and also overseas. And a shout out to all our listeners in other countries, because I know there are a heap of you. Never in my wildest dreams did I think we'd still be here 4 years later and going from strength to strength. So, this is a big thank you from all of us here at Squiz Kids to all of our loyal listeners. And here's to the next 1,000 episodes. Now, excuse me while I go and have a long lie down. On the subject of going and having a lie down, just a little bit of housekeeping to let you all know that we're following the Queensland school holidays this year, meaning this will be our last daily news podcast before a short break. But don't panic. We're not about to send you off into the Easter school holiday break without filling your ears with excellent content. Starting with the first of our three bumper school holiday kids versus adults quizzes, which will drop tomorrow. 10 questions for adults, 10 questions for kids. Tomorrow's will be a quiz about Easter traditions. And if you haven't listened to our short cut on Easter that dropped on Tuesday, wrap your ears around it first to give yourself an advantage. Next Friday, Christy will have a bumper quiz on great women in history, and the following Friday, I'll be back with a bumper quiz on sea creatures. Each one is perfect for those long Easter road trips or for hanging out at home. Throughout the Easter holiday period, we'll also have shortcuts and Squiz the Worlds, because we know a lot of you will still be at school. Such is the dog's breakfast that is the Easter school holiday schedule around the country this year. To ensure you don't miss a thing, make sure you've subscribed to Squiz Kids in your favourite podcasting app, and all the content will magically appear. The Daily News Podcast will be returning on Monday, April 14. And if you happen to have a birthday between now and April 14, you'll find your birthday shout-out in the bumper quiz that drops the week of your birthday. Because we don't want anyone missing out.
Time for the Quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. What's the name of the tree that produces chocolate? Yeah, that's right. It's cacao. Question number two. In which country is most of the world's maple syrup produced? Yeah, well done if you said Canada. Question number three. What are the names of the two grannies that Bluey and Bingo play? Good listening if you said Janet and Rita. Yeah!
Shout outs.
It's March 28. Today is the end of Lent. Yippee if you've been observing it. And it's also Lady Gaga's birthday. Are those two things related? I'll let you be the judge. It's also a very special day for Fred from Newtown, who's celebrating a birthday today. And belated birthday shout-outs go to Jacob from Yorkton, Divya from Holsworthy, and Ben from Echuca. And classroom shout-outs today go to Class 4MA and Mrs. Arne at St. Francis Xavier Primary School in Montmorency. Class 5-6 Kangaroos with Mrs. Horton at South Wagga Public School. Class 5T with Miss Wharton at Thomas Hassell Anglican College in Middleton Grange. Class 6B with Mrs. Taylor at St. Luke's Anglican School in Bundaberg. Year 3 with Mrs. Bowler at Salisbury Heights Primary School in Adelaide. Class 4G with Mrs. Watson at St. Matthew's Catholic School in Mudgee. Room 11 with Mr. Ganella at Hilton Primary School. Class 7C with Miss Inwood at Bathurst High School. And classes 3 to 6 with Ms. Peters at Otford Public School. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout out, or if you're after a classroom shout out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au or fill out the form on our website. Well, that's all we have time for. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids today. We'll be back again tomorrow with the Kids versus Adults Bumper School Holiday Quiz on Easter. It's going to be a cracker. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out.